I do not look where I fell, but where I slipped. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. I do not look where I fell, but where I slipped. This is an African proverb. I do not look where I fell, but where I slipped. Now, we can step on a banana peel and fly far away from where we stepped on the banana peel and fall. And then we look around and we say, what happened? Because we don't remember the banana peel. We just remember, ouch, you know, where we landed. And how can we look where we slipped? How can we be aware of where we slipped? I mean, to be aware of where you slipped is like putting your consciousness on the negative attitude. But consider being aware of where you slipped from this point of view. Being aware of where you slipped is a matter that you are not taking charge of all of your steps. You're not taking charge of who you are and what you're doing. Now, a little old lady walks along with her cane, and she's very careful about where she steps. She does not want to fall and break her bone. She does not want to fall. Now, you see, that little old lady is going to slip any moment that she's not paying attention. Now, you take a child, and they don't pay attention to anything, and they just dash along, and they almost never fall or slip. If they fall or slip, it's because oftentimes they want to. They want to play the game, or they want to do it, or they're doing something beyond their reach. But in their normal playtime, they don't have a problem falling or slipping. Now, why is it that an adult, or an aged adult, has trouble slipping? Well, we say their equilibrium, their balance, their inner ear balancing device is not functioning at peak. Well, why is the inner ear not functioning at peak? Because the people think they are old. And every moment that we think that we are old, we are making ourselves older and making our body functions function less efficiently for us. Now, I have a friend who is an absolute idiot. He is probably about the craziest man you'll ever not want to meet or want to meet. And his name is Ray Yoder. And Ray Yoder lives up in Minnesota. And he lives near Minneapolis. A very, very excellent fellow. Well, now, Ray has been a buddy of mine for years and years, since 73 or 4. And we still write every day. We still write a couple times a year. And every time he writes, he sends a donation to the university, which is a very lovely thing for him to do. Well, now, Ray is in his middle to late 90s. Well, Ray is an airplane pilot, a light pilot. He has his own plane. He has a motorcycle. He has bicycles. He's got his car. He's got a hardware store that he ran for years until he retired. And he's just the most amazing fellow. And his wife is equally spectacular. Well, Ray was riding his bike, and he was having a little difficulty because one of his hands wasn't working right anymore. And so he would have to take the other hand and move that hand onto the handlebar. And you know, and if he wanted to do something with that hand, he'd have to bring the other hand over to do it because that hand really didn't function too well. Then his wife says, Ray, I think it's time to put aside your airplane. Oh, no, 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 no. Buddy had to put aside his airplane because he could not depend on both hands. He could depend on one hand. Now, you see, if he had taught himself to fly with one hand, he would have been okay. But he was used to flying with two hands, and so he would be depending on that other hand, which wouldn't cooperate. So he put aside the airplane at his wife's request when he was 90. And then his wife said, when he was 92, "Sweetheart, I think it's time to put your motorcycle in mothballs too." Because his motorcycle really needed to have the two hands. And so finally he put that away in mothballs. But he still drives his car. And he sets his one hand on the steering wheel, and the other hand he manipulates the wheel and all the other things that he has to do. Now, you see, here he is in his late 90s. And as far as he's concerned, he can still use that hand that doesn't do anything, because he mentally sees it doing things. Now, what's the reason for the hand not functioning? That's immaterial. But the point is, until then, he was able to do all these things that he wanted to do. He was able to do all these things. He may have injured that hand at some time, and it was now merely responding to that injury, you know. But whatever the case may be, he could, if he had done his treatment work, which, hey, Ray, you didn't do. If you had done your treatment work, Ray, you would have said, "I have two perfect hands, my perfect hand, my perfect hand." And the trouble is, he would say, "Oh, hand, come on, cooperate." He wasn't saying bad hand. He just was saying, "Come on, cooperate," instead of saying, "I have a perfect hand, I have perfect hands, I have perfect hands." You see, when we pay attention to where we fall, we don't pay attention to the cause behind it, where we slipped. Where did you slip? Where did you not put the cause in motion to have a beneficial experience? Now, these older people who go around like that, I find myself sometimes as I'm climbing up a rock, and I feel just a little bit falling back. And then I say to myself, "Whoops, I'm falling back." Instead of saying, "I'm leaning forward," I should say, "I'm leaning forward." And if I say, "I'm leaning forward," then I've got control. Then I've got total control of everything I'm doing. And this is something very important for us to realize, that we are in charge. I think that's just wonderful. You're telling me that this employee might come and work there. That's lovely. Thank you so much, Ellen. We're talking about where I fell or where I slipped.
Leaning backward and standing forward.
Yes. Now, this is part of where we are in life. "I do not look where I fell, but where I slipped." And I slipped in not putting the positive attitudes in mind. So let's all of us put the positive attitudes in mind, and then we don't have to worry about where we fall, because we won't slip in the first place. It's a wonderful thing, and it's a wonderful way to live. And have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.